You know, when I first got to the Dom, they said, hey, when you go to Walmart, hide your badge. Don't let them know you're from down here. And I said, why? And they said, well, they know you're homeless and they'll follow you around. And
this is John Hager, an ex-medic in the Army whose unit once guarded the Berlin Wall. The anecdote he's telling is not a shot at Walmart. It's the origin of the nonprofit he started to give veterans tangling with substance abuse and post-traumatic stress disorder a quiet place to heal. Before we continue, though, let's clarify a few things. The DOM is the Department of Veterans Affairs Domiciliary Residential Rehabilitation Treatment Program at Sam Rayburn Memorial Veterans Center in Bonham. It's where veterans, often homeless, go to wash away the potions they use to kill their pain. The badge is the ID card the vets in the program wear, and Hager didn't have any intention of hiding his badge or who he was.
So when I went to Walmart, I pulled mine out, and I let them all see it, because I'm proud of the fact that I served my country overseas.
For the record, Walmart's stated policy on the military is, quote, to support our military, not only when they're in uniform, but also when they transition to civilian life. But transitioning to civilian life is often not so easy. Sometimes things witnessed while serving leave deep scars. For Hager, PTSD started in earnest after the Army, when he was a civilian medic in Oklahoma in the 1980s. First, he responded to a call where a babysitter had murdered the children. Then he broke his neck and back in an oil drilling accident that put him in the hospital for 8 months. Then a traffic accident put him through the windshield of a truck.
My heart has literally stopped 3 times.
Hager dealt with the pain, physical and mental, by self-medicating with drugs and alcohol. Predictably, he lost pretty much everything. Eventually, he checked into an outpatient recovery program at Rayburn. The VA's programs are great, he says, but life following them rarely finds vets with a lot of personal resources. Hager wanted to give homeless vets struggling with PTSD and substance abuse an alternative to sketchy neighborhoods and return visits to the VA. About 3 months ago, he founded Bunker House, a healthy home for heroes in Bonham where the rules for living are simple but strict. Residents must have a job, be in school, or do volunteer work to stay. For $500 a month, you get an equal share in the house and voting privileges for what happens there. You also need to keep your room, the house, and yourself pristine. That means no dishes in the sink and no coming home drunk or high.
If you come home and you're obviously using, we're going to pack your stuff up. We're going to cry with you. We're going to give you a hug. And we're going to send you on the way because cancer can't stay in this house.
That goes for Hager, too. Despite that his name is on the lease, the other residents will vote him out for at least 30 days if he comes home cancerous. He'll have 15 minutes to pack and get his hugs. Maybe the only one in this house whose residency is assured is Conrad, a luxuriant black and fawn Belgian Malinois and certified PTSD dog. Conrad only has 3 legs. He chased a chihuahua and got hit by a car, right in front of Hager and Bunker House. It took $2,000 to save his life. Hager likes to joke that Conrad fits right into this particular home now. Not a joke is what Conrad brings to it.
When you're having bad dreams or yelling out, he will come and rescue you. And he guards the house at night like a beast, you know. We can kind of rest easy. You know, some of us were attacked at night. And, you know, night times is sometimes when the boogeyman comes out. And we know that the boogeyman can't get us, you know, with him on patrol.
Amen.
That amen you just heard is from Oswald Cannon Templeton, a Desert Storm vet who lives at Bunker House. At 48, the former communications specialist is still dealing with his sexual assault at age 17 when he joined the Army. After his enlistment ended, he turned to a familiar pattern of self-medication.
I danced with drugs and alcohol for quite a few years, which ended me in the program here in Bonham because I wanted to get myself better.
Templeton graduated from the DOMS program and then stayed with the VA for 6 months for PTSD treatment.
I graduated that, and then I met John there, and he had his house opening up. So instead of me going back to Fort Worth to the Devil's Den where I was doing bad things and living a bad life, I decided to stay here, and I got me a job at the VA doing housekeeping.
Templeton says the VA got him down from 8 pills a day to 2. But staying in Bunker House in a nice neighborhood and with Conrad milling around has made his world a lot better.
My lifestyle has totally changed. Definitely for the positive. Everything is looking really good. God is great. He's granted me with, you know, my peace. It's really nice to be here, you know. I love to come home instead of try to run away from it every day.
For those who might naysay what Bunker House is trying to do, and there are some who do, Hager has an answer. Kindness. Oh, and food.
You want to get to know us, talk bad about us, because we're going to have you over for supper.
Kill them with kindness, Templeton adds, and love your enemies until they love you back. Reporting in Bonham, I'm Scott Morgan for KETR News.